direct from Las Vegas. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2019. Brought to you by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hey everyone, back here on the floor in a very loud exhibit hall, and I'm over here with Allison Hilliker of, well, what do we want to say? Bookshare, Benetech, Global, just so many things, because it means so many things to so many people, like 1 million books. How cool is that?
Yeah, so I do customer support for Bookshare as a part of Benetech's Global Literacy Program.
Cool. And it's, we were talking about before I started the recorder about how great that sounds. I think that's fantastic. And so let's talk about just a couple of milestones. We mentioned the 1 million books, and you guys were doing a career fair here, which was super cool. And what else is going on with everything here at the company?
Okay, so as you mentioned, a lot of folks already know about Bookshare, so I'm just going to give you the quick highlights of where we're at these days. We have reached 1 million books. Now, that's a little confusing because it's actually 1 million books hosted, which means some of our books are from international partners. Not every person who logs into Bookshare will get access to 1 million books. We still have different restrictions based upon what country you live in. We're still all ironing out the copyright law details as a community.
Sure, because it's brand new.
Right, it's brand new with the Marrakesh being passed. So it's exciting times, but it's also very early days of ironing out all the wrinkles of what does this mean? Now we have this, it's kind of like what they say, now we've passed this bill, let's find out what it says.
Yeah, exactly. Careful what you wish for. Here it is, right?
So in the meantime, we have, it's safe to say though, we have well over 700,000 books available to most members. And 1 million at some place on our collection as a whole, we have 1 million books.
Correct.
And there will be more books available coming forward as the months unfold. The specifics of when and how you will be able to log on and download those things, stay tuned for those, because we are doing our best to roll them out as quickly as we possibly can.
But still, like you said, it's here.
There's still 1 million accessible books.
Yeah, and it's not an infinitesimal, ethereal goal. It's here,
which
is cool.
We have 1 million books that are accessible, and that's huge, because I know that when I was a kid, I'm blind myself, I mean, I used to wait for those cassette tapes to come in the green cases in the mail.
And if you're really unlucky, it was a bunch of very large vinyl records.
Right. I just missed those. When I first signed up for NLS in like kindergarten, I had one of those record players, but they were already being phased out. So.
Right.
But we had what we had, and if you wanted something that they didn't have at your local library, or they didn't have it handy for you, you just waited. And there was a nice collection, but there was nothing like what we have now. So the idea of several hundred thousand books, even 1 million books accessible, is pretty mind-boggling and exciting, I think.
Yeah, and I think you're right about the instantaneousness of that. You know, waiting for the U.S. Postal Service to bring it.
Right.
If you were really unlucky, your post office box, you had to get one at the post office box because it wouldn't fit in your normal mailbox.
Right.
And now we talk about, I've got to wait a couple of seconds for this to download.
Right. Oh, my gosh, my connection's so slow, it took a full minute.
Like,
and the luxury of finding a book, downloading it, reading a couple pages of it, and be like, nope, I don't want to read this. I mean, what a luxury to have so many books that you just don't want to read them all.
You can actually say,
I'm going to put this down and read another one.
In an easily searchable database.
Yep.
And also for those of us who had to use textbooks, I've mentioned this on the show before. The book that I used for our assistive technology courses at MSU, I used from Bookshare.
Mm-hmm.
Those textbooks are available, and sometimes for people going through high school or college, to have it now rather than have to go through a specialized department and, like you said, wait again for it to be all properly formatted and the like.
It's
so crazy.
Absolutely. It's very quick. And also, if you are a student and you're on our website, you don't find a book you need, you can request a book. We'll make it available. We aren't able to do a lot of non-student requests right now because we get so many requests, but we can do student requests. We'll make them available. If you go to our website, bookshare.org, go to our Help Center link, there's a link there that says request a book, and it'll walk you through the process.
And if you're doing that, if you can get a hold of your professor ahead of time, you may be actually helping out another student. So if you go ahead and do that and make that request, that book will then be available for somebody else who also might need that book. So you're helping the community.
Yep, absolutely. That's the share in Bookshare.
Yeah. Perfect. So what else is going on that we should touch on?
Oh, right. So we were talking about, we're here at convention. If anybody has a chance to come by, we are in C12, like Charlie 12, I've been telling everybody.
Right.
And we're able to, update accounts, look up account info. If you're a little confused about where you're at account-wise. And we went to the NFB Career Fair yesterday. Benetech had a table there. And it was really nice because I got to chat with a lot of really enthusiastic job seekers there and talk to people about our open positions. In fact, if you're interested in an open position with Benetech, you can go to benetech.org, which is BENETECH.org. It's like if you squish the word benefit and technology together, you get Benetech. So that's the main nonprofit company that Bookshare is a part of. So if you go to benetech.org, there's a work with us link where you can view our open job positions. So that's what we were talking about at the career fair yesterday. We talked, you know, had people come by, told them about our open positions, passed out some business cards, and talked to some really great people that hopefully will join the team someday. So.
Who have success stories thanks to the company's work already in making their lives already accessible. So that's kind of neat because that's maybe one of those times where if you don't know what you do, you might not want to come to the career fair because it might actually show up really quickly because so many people do and are going to come with knowledge about a company, which is kind of really wild.
Right. One of my favorite parts of coming to, because I go to conferences here and there with Bookshare outside of the blindness field, but my favorite about coming to the consumer groups, the NFB and ACB type organizations, is there's so many people who come to the booth and I say, hi, this is Bookshare, and they say, oh, Bookshare, I love Bookshare. I'm a member, or I've been a member for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy. I really have to say that's my favorite interaction at the conference booths by far.
So with all that said, and what's coming up? Is there anything that you've talked about here at the conference that people should look forward to?
Mostly just that we're working on the you know, the different international partnerships that we're trying to get things going. We with a couple of different libraries outside of the U.S. We've been working with that, trying to get, you know, Marrakesh implemented. We're still working on it. Please, you know, stay tuned because we are trying to get you as many books as quickly as possible. Our other news is that we are going to be working on some different things with getting more image descriptions into books. That's another kind of project that it's been ongoing, but we have some new things coming down the pipeline trying to enhance that a little bit more.
Cool.
And as also I like to mention, we're doing a little work on trying to spread the word a little more widely about our Word doc format being available, because it has some interesting implications, particularly for Braille readers. If for some reason you are using our BRF Braille Ready format and you're not loving the quality or it's just not working for you, try out the Word doc format with your Braille display of choice or with your note taker of choice or with your embosser of choice. You can, you know, the Duxbury and the other embossing programs can use our Word format. Try that and see if you like the Braille conversion better, and then let us know. And by us, you can write to support at bookshare.org or to my own email, which I don't mind sharing, which is allisonh@bookshare.org, allisonh@bookshare.org. And the reason I ask that is I'm really, you know, particularly interested right now in feedback from Braille readers, especially about our Braille quality and what is and is not working with Braille. So that's one thing. I mean, more widely, of course, Word doc does not have to be read in Braille. It's just that it's one of the, you know, kind of benefits that I don't think a lot of people think of. We've all been using BRF for years, and it's what's familiar. But I'm curious to see if people try it, if, you know, how you guys are liking it. Just let me know, because I've had some good success, but I am certainly not everybody. So,
and that may change depending on your display, your reading speed.
Right, exactly. Right. Or, you know, if you're a textbook user, if you're doing, you know, AP biology, your experience navigating a Braille, you know, a Word document in Braille is going to be very different than what I'm doing with Braille right now myself. So that's something I'm always interested in. But also more broadly, if you're not a Braille reader, I mean, large print users could also have a very good experience with our Word document because Word has a lot of customization for font and size and contrast. And so there's a lot of things to be done with that. So even though it's not a new development, I'm trying to highlight it here a little bit because I think it's something that folks don't always realize that we have, and also what that could mean for you as a member. So putting that out there as well.
Fantastic. I've taken up a bunch of your time. Where can people keep up with what's going on with Bookshare? Follow to get the latest news and all of that here for those who are not attending conference.
You're welcome to follow the Bookshare blog. Also, Bookshare is on Facebook and Twitter. Stay tuned to those. That's probably the best way to get our news. And also, if you're a member, make sure that your subscription is updated. Renew your subscription. Renew early, renew often, and stay in touch with us that way as well.
Allison, thank you for your time on a very busy exhibit hall floor.
You're really welcome.
Do appreciate it.
No, I love it. I always am happy to chat with anybody who wants to talk about books, tech, or both. So I enjoy it very much. And so thank you for stopping by today and talking with me. And happy reading, everyone.
Absolutely. From the ever-crowded but now seen to be lightning exhibit hall, this is Joe Steinkamp. Remember, if you need any information that was covered here, head on over to the show notes. You'll find it there at blindbargains.com.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.